The two-week trial of the state versus former trooper A.J. Scott reached a conclusion on Friday afternoon when Judge John Simpson ruled in favor of the defense's request for a mistrial. However, the state does have the option to try Scott again at a later date. Scott was brought to trial concerning a 2015 accident when driving his patrol vehicle on Highway 27. He collided with a sedan crossing the highway. The crash resulted in the death of two teenage girls and injuries to two teenage boys. After closing arguments were made this week and with the jury in deliberation, defense attorney Mac Pilgrim motioned for a mistrial alleging the prosecution suppressed information, which could have benefited his client. The information in question dealt with the seating in the sedan of one of those fatally injured. It was initially presented that two occupants of the sedan were in the front and two were in the back. A month prior to the start of the trial, investigators discovered evidence which made them question the initial belief. The evidence was turned over to the state, but according to Pilgrim, the state suggested that the new information was, quote, nothing of value. It was Monday of this week when Pilgrim claims he learned different. Judge John Simpson ruling in favor of the defense's motion for a mistrial following a half-hour recap of the evidence relating to his decision in agreeing to a mistrial. During the speech, Simpson targeted the prosecution, pointing to a specific professional code of conduct they allegedly ignored, stating the prosecution does not have an understanding of the law. In his closing remarks, Judge Simpson referenced a number of cases which led to the requirement that state turn over all relevant evidence to the defense. He says that was not done here.
This is about defendants' fundamental constitutional rights. I believe that no person's constitutional rights should be violated anywhere in the United States, anytime, under any circumstances, based on the foregoing findings of fact and conclusions of law. The defendant's second motion for mistrial is granted.
And as you can imagine, supporters of the families of the teenagers were not pleased with the verdict. Unsure if they were more frustrated with the judge's ruling or the way the prosecution handled the case, some stating loudly, travesty, injustice. And this is not over.
What about justice?
Supporters seated on the defense side of the room sat quiet as those seated on the prosecution side did leave the room. We will post Simpson's entire closing remarks to the podcast section of the Newstalk1330.com website and the Newstalk1330 WLBB Facebook page today. That's about a half hour of information. I'm Colin Worthington.